The number of COVID-19 cases is rising. With advice from an epidemiologist, I'm Matt Small.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's top news. Live, local, and constantly updated. 24-7, 365. On the radio, on your smart speaker, the WTOP app, and WTOP.com.
Now, CDC data is now showing that Fairfax County is now included among areas with substantial transmission. The CDC recommending those areas people wear masks regardless of vaccination status. Though Fairfax County leaders have not yet announced any new mask mandates, the county, along with others throughout the region, is recommending that masks be worn indoors.
I think we definitely are concerned from definitely a public health perspective.
Sean Kiernan is Fairfax County's lead epidemiologist. He says the county has been averaging above 100 COVID-19 cases a day for the past week. Just over a month ago, daily cases were in the single digits. And Fairfax County isn't alone.
In the entirety of Northern Virginia, we are in substantial transmission as well.
Kiernan's advice, if you haven't already done it, get vaccinated.
The best methodology to protect yourself and your loved ones is to be vaccinated. That is the best line of protection for us.
Matt Small, WTOP News.
Fairfax County is now seeing a sharp rise in the number of COVID-19 cases, so much so that the county is now included among those with substantial transmission of the virus. So here's what you can do to slow the spread.
If you haven't been vaccinated, Fairfax County's lead epidemiologist, Sean Kiernan, says it's not too late.
That is the best line of protection for us.
Other things he says you can do to protect yourself and others: coughing in your hand or sleeve, washing your hands properly, and keeping 6 feet away from others as much as possible.
There are individuals within our population that can't be vaccinated yet because of medical reasons, because of some immunocompromising factors in their health, or because they're just not old enough yet. And so I urge everyone, whether you're vaccinated or not, to try to follow all of the protection methods that we have outlined so we are protecting those individuals.
Matt Small, WTOP News.